allowed to roam out in the pasture with some of the other livestock.
And if you wanted to bring them in near the barn and fence them in,
again in the
just in the yard,
in the barnyard, or sometimes they, I guess here in Oklahoma they have what they call a corral.
Mm-hmm. Where would the hogs and the pigs be kept? In what sort of a place?
I think the term you're looking for here is hog pen.
And if a man raises cows for butter and milk and things like that, you'd say he's what?
He's a dairyman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. What kinds of fences were you familiar with?
We had, of course, at home in the city, just a combination. Well, across the back of the house, we had a picket fence.
Mm-hmm. How was this made?
That was a series of posts connected with runners, and then flat, the tops of the pickets or stakes, the vertical pieces, were pointed, mm-hmm. nailed to these runners, mm-hmm. vertical.
And what did you call these vertical members that were pointed?
I always call them pickets.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a fence would you have if you wanted to enclose stock out in the
probably
pasture?
A barbed wire fence.
Uh-huh. And what would you use to attach the wire to the post?
Staples.
And how would you put these in the post?
Drive them in with a hammer or hatchet.
Mm-hmm. How would you drive a post in the ground? What would you use on it?
I suppose a sledge, if the ground would permit. Mm-hmm. In case you'd probably have to dig a hole out of it. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a fence that was made out of a number of split logs and hooked together?
Rail fence.
Uh-huh. And if you had a lot of stones or rocks out in the field and you wanted to use them, what would you probably use them for? If you were a farmer? Throw at the chickens.
If they're larger stones, they'd probably be used for possibly a stone, a sturdier stone fence, or maybe some pillars for gateway, or mm-hmm. possibly foundations for part of the house.